Now, one thing we do on the Piffles podcast here is we try to involve community and charity and all that kind of good stuff as well, too. And actually, right now, across the CFL, across Canada, the women of the CFL are doing a donation drive for Sophia House. Now, to tell us about that is the founders of the women of the CFL, Ashley Fulton, who is the wife of former Riders left tackle Xavier Fulton, and Jodanna Johnson, Jovan Johnson's wife. So, ladies, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Now, first off, what is the Women of the CFL and why was the group started?
So Women of the CFL is a sisterhood, a community, and a network dedicated to highlighting and empowering the wives and girlfriends of CFL athletes and coaches. The group was created with the purpose of giving a platform to the women behind the scenes to share their experiences and community engagement. And our goal is to empower, uplift, and support women through community events and charity.
And this is the first league community outreach event that you are doing. What exactly is it?
That's correct. So our hygiene supply drive is actually our first outreach event, like you mentioned. And it was created to benefit women in local shelters throughout Canada. We knew about the need local shelters had for things such as like toiletries and daily personal items. And we wanted to get involved and help them as much as we could. We created the hygiene supply drive pretty much to allow the community to participate by donating supplies and helping us collect as much as possible so we can make a big donation.
Now, for those that might not know, what is the Sophia House and why was it chosen?
So Sophia House is a women's shelter in Regina, and the reason we chose that was we were just doing some research, and we called the Sophia House, and we're in touch with Kate, who is one of the members there, who's amazing, by the way. And she just gave us some details about who Sophia House or what Sophia House is and what they do. So they actually have 10 furnished apartments equipped with basic essentials for everyday living. That's what the kind of donations that we're going to be looking for that's going to be able to equip these apartments. They do things like legal advice, medical advice, financial advice. They have group counseling, family counseling. They do building of self-esteem and empowering women. So basically, they're just really giving people a second chance at a second stage sheltering that provides them with long-term stays so that they can move into the next stage of their life.
And is there a certain type of products that you're looking for, or is there a top 10 things that are most needed?
There's a few things. Right now, they're really looking for size 4 diapers. They're also going to be looking for a lot of newborn things, so onesies, bottles, clothes, blankets, and then other than that, basically just all the necessities that you would need for hygiene, so shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, body wash. Even if you guys want to find things like makeup and things like that, that women want to have a little bit self-pampering as well. So there's a lot of broad things that we can have donated, and we'll actually have most of those listed on our Facebook page.
Now, I hear there are 2 drop-off locations in Saskatchewan, 1 in Regina and 1 in Saskatoon. When and where are they? And if people can't make those times, is there still a way to donate?
Yes, so we actually have quite a few drop-off locations. We were pretty blown away with the support that we had from Rider Nation. I mean, everyone knows how amazing Rider Nation is and how supportive they are to community events. So we originally started off with 1 drop-off location in 1 drive, and then we added another drop-off location in Saskatoon as we had a lot of outreach from them. So right now, our 2 drop-off locations, one is Spa, Cantique, and Salong. That's in Regina, and that is at 1035 Devonshire Drive North, and that is running to the end of the day tomorrow, so the 27th. And then our other drop-off location in Saskatoon is at ANC Detail and Residential Commercial Cleaning. That is located at 131 Cardinal Crescent, and that's actually right across from Leon's Furniture. And then we have our actual drive, which is at Mr. Mike's in Grasslands. That's going to be Friday, September 28th from 7 to 9 p.m., and they will be having a live band there. So hopefully some people can come down and check out the entertainment and donate some really amazing things to our cause.
Ladies, where can people find you on social media to keep their eye out for other upcoming events?
They can actually follow our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram, and it goes by the name of Women of the CFL. And both groups are actually open to the public, so they can just follow and they can keep up to date with anything that we have going on.
Well, ladies, what you guys are doing here is absolutely amazing. So thank you for doing that and for joining us here on the Piffles podcast.
Thank you so much for having us. I appreciate it.
Ashley Fulton and Jodana Johnson here on the Piffles podcast from the Women of the CFL doing a donation drive for the Sophia House.
Thank you.